Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley juggles the ball. That's an error on Hadley. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from House and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from White and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. Button scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Terwilliger out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sullivan, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. 1 out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. 1 out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger strikes out. 1 out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly is hit by the pitch. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daly moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Daly moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daly scores. Tuttle moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle scores. Snyder moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Hadley reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Maris pinch hits for Wayne Terwilliger. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is walked intentionally. Leo Keeley now pitching. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Daly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hadley scores. Maris moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maris tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Nelson Chittum. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Schroll now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Serve moves to second. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Serve moves to third. Lump moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Serve scores. Lump scores. Hadley moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to third for the out. House moves to second. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.